If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Kayla Nicole.
Now we have Fat Boy SSE, and we got Tiana here.
Hi,
hey,
y'all.
Hey. You know, we love y'all acting all shy right now, but we know it's not.
Nah, I got my, that's my wife. That's my baby.
Now, she's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are married, right?
Thank you.
Or wife, yes. Official.
Yes.
Yes, we legally married. Yes. No, like, no cap. There's no cap over here.
Yeah, because Stephanie's my wife, but we're not really legally married, but you know.
Shit. And I'm trying to be a wife.
I got the pastor for y'all.
And let's say, Kayla,
right, that it's legal now.
Now back up, Kayla, because you just got back in your relationship, so you know.
Right, I'm trying to be a wife. I'm trying to skip all the extra nonsense, you know, like the makeup part. We can just skip it. You can just get married now.
But that's important to talk about, right? Because it is true. Like, there's some people, and I was having this conversation. I was actually just talking to Notori because she got engaged, and we were talking about like the importance of being married or just being in a relationship. Because there are people who feel like marriage isn't like the biggest deal, but for some people, they feel like it's very important to me. So I just want to ask everybody here, you know, just how you were raised. Like, was it always a goal of yours to be married, or was it something that you were like, I don't know if it's ever going to happen for me?
When I was growing up, I had my mother and father in the house. So they was married, and like, they got married like 98, because I was born like 93. So they've been together since like 90. So they got married in like 98 or whatever. So yeah, I always grew up like my mom and dad married, and it's always been a dream for me to like have my wife and do like cookouts and stuff like that, you know. Aww. Like make food, you know, like do little, you feel me? Because I seen my mother and father do it, so I always wanted that. Like, I'm gonna get married one day. I'm gonna have a family one day, and that's what I'm doing now. You know,
y'all gonna dance to Cameo Candy and do the Soul Train line and all that stuff. And the
yeah.
What about you, Tiana?
Really like the same thing. My mom and dad met when there was like, my dad was 18, my mom was 15. They was married for like 30 years. They got a divorce in like 2012. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted to get married and everything. Though I got three brothers and three sisters. We all got the same mom and dad. There's seven of us. Like,
back up. You said your dad was 18 and your mom was 15 when they got married?
Yeah.
That's super young to get married.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but you know, things were different back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the 80s and then 70s and, you know?
crazy.
Happened? Like, how did that happen?
I really don't even know. My dad's from Mississippi. My mom's from Long Beach. He moved to Long Beach, and then I don't know, they met young, I think like at school or something, you know, high school, because you like got all those ages in high school. And then my mom got pregnant with my brother. They got married. They've been together ever since.
All right. So that's interesting. So they got married after she got, it wasn't like we in love 15 or 18 and got, it was probably.
Yeah. I think he took on his responsibility and then like fell in love more. You know what I mean?
Like me and you.
I was not.
Mm-hmm. I got pregnant. Yes, I got pregnant quick though.
Yeah, after we got married.
So Kayla, what about you? So did you grow up always knowing that you're going to be married, or was it a goal?
I think growing up for sure, I've always wanted to be married, but it's for like a different reason, because I didn't grow up with my parents together. So I actually found out maybe a couple of years ago, just talking to my mom, that she was pregnant with me when my parents got married and then got a divorce like a year and a half later. And everyone in my family's been divorced. So it's kind of like an unspoken, like, generational curse, it seems like. My grandparents have been divorced. My aunts and uncles have been divorced. My parents have both been divorced multiple times. So for me, it's kind of like a challenge. Like, I want to do it just to say that I've done it. Because I'm not going to lie, with me and my boyfriend right now, we've been together almost 4 years. We broke up, like, 2 months ago. I was like, oh, no, I'm not getting married. Mm-hmm. Like, after that, I'm good. I don't want to go through this again. I don't know about marriage. But now, I'm back on board again.
Second time around, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, for real. One day you're into it, the next day it's kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
You hear me.
How did y'all get back together? Because you guys were like the cute celebrity couple. Everybody was posting y'all on the gram all the time. And then nobody even knows what happened.
It honestly, it was like one of those small little arguments that turned into a big argument. And we never really, like, stopped talking. We never really stopped dating. We just kind of, like, took a breather. Mm-hmm. To, like, reevaluate the situation. Is this what we really want to do? And then I just started showing up again. Showing up to the house like, hey, I'm back. So, just kidding. I changed my mind.
Now, you guys, for Tiana and Fatboy, y'all met on the gram in the DMs. You slid in her DMs on some.
Yeah, I slid in.
In the morning, so that does work.
Yes, it definitely does. It definitely, I slid in it because, you know, like, if you notice, like, before I came from, like, a real toxic relationship, like, you know, not having love and, like, a lot of, you know, it was bad, you feel me, came from a toxic. So when I DM, I thought, like, in myself, I was only thinking about pussy. I'm going to keep it 100, like, I want to fuck, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm a dub after, you feel me? But then, like, I guess God had a plan for me, and he just wanted to show me, like, you know, like, this is the one, like, you need to marry her, hold it down, build a family, and really, like, build camaraderie and, like, build a good relationship, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I have done, you feel me? So when I slid in that DM, I was thinking about, like, you know, like, pussy, that's it.
was there an overlap in you were in a relationship before that, so now let's be honest, was there some type of overlap?
What you mean?
Like, you were in a relationship.
Like, was y'all still together when I came?
Nah, we wasn't together when he came, but I did have my, like, my phone was on her phone bill, and then my wife was telling me, like, yo, if you don't get off the phone bill, I'm leaving you, like, I'm about to leave, because my wife is from Cali, and I'm from New Jersey, so I had her move to New Jersey with me for a whole year. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Now we live in Cali again, but I had moved to Jersey with me for a whole year. So she was like, if you don't, like, change your number and all that, like, I'm leaving. And I was like, and then before that, I really didn't change my number. But when she came, I changed my number. I'm like, yo, this shit is real. Like, it's really going down. Like, you feel me? So
yeah, hell yeah. Like, 3 days after I got there, I was ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't have sex or nothing. Like, I was just like, okay, like, I have a whole life at home, I'm ready to go. Like, I don't give a fuck.
She ain't giving no pussy, no nothing. She wasn't trying to do nothing. You feel me? Nothing, no kiss, no nothing. I took her to the gun range, out to eat, everywhere. She ain't want to do nothing.
Gun range, like, that's super romantic. Like, I ain't get no pussy to the gun range.
I'm saying it's things that women don't do on a regular basis. So I try to think outside the box, like, what do women don't do? You know what I'm saying?
Gun Showing range. Me a good time is what he feel like, yeah. He super did. And yes. I was being ungrateful because I wanted to leave.
You were being ungrateful.
Nothing, though. She don't owe you. You were trying to think outside the box.
I know, see,
inside,
I,
ungrateful.
I wasn't, like, it didn't on my mind. And pussy was on my mind, but I wasn't trying to, like, yo, I... like, I'm doing this to get pussy. I was doing it to, like, really enjoy myself, too. Like, you know, but at the end of the day, I did want some pussy, and she ain't give it up. Nothing.
Maybe that was part of the attraction, though.
Yeah, you right. And then after a while, I just, like, stopped, you know. And then, like, you feel me? Then eventually she, like, you know, yeah, it went down.
How'd you finally get it?
Was we in Miami?
Yeah, we was in Miami.
Miami.
And then, you know, I got real horny.
Yeah, Miami's spicy. Miami's spicy.
Miami got spicy. You feel me?
Yeah.
Was nice. She was laying in the bed looking like a little whole male. You know what I'm saying? I went in. I just started swimming.
Yeah. That's why y'all got a baby, right?
Nah, we ain't had a baby then. We had the baby like a couple months later. Like, I got pregnant a couple months later.
After
we
got literally. Not literally, I see.
So you guys got married quick.
Yeah.
That's nice. We got married
2019.
Mm-hmm, November 29th. We've been married for a year now. Yeah. We're going to be together for 2 years in May, and then we've been married for a year.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations,
y'all,
guys.
Congrats. Yeah, absolutely.
And then y'all got married at a time when the pandemic hit right after.
Man.
So you got to spend a lot of time.
We wanted to go to Bora Bora. Yeah, we wanted to go to Bora Bora, Tulum, all that, but we couldn't really do it, you know, because it was the pandemic. This shit was crazy.
But then at least you get to be home with the baby.
Nah, of course. Yeah, that's the most prosperous thing, to be home with my baby. Mm-hmm. But like, knowing me, like, I love to hustle, and I got to go to work so I can provide for my wife, my son, and my daughter, so I got to hustle. And my wife comes with me, you know, because we got a real strong support system with her dad and her mom, you know, like watching the baby.
Now, question, and this is for everybody here, because I know a lot of times we all, right, when we're getting into a new relationship, there's always some other stuff that's left over, some baggage from a previous one. So I want to know how you handle that. Like, for you, now, Fat Boy, we've seen yours publicly get handled, and we saw... We saw a lot of that play out on social media. But what about you, Tiana? Was there, like, some other things that you had to take care of from the past to clear your slate?
I really didn't have to, because all that shit was really, like, over. Like, I wasn't really doing anything. I had nothing serious going on at home. Like, everything was pretty easy.
I got to know this. I got to hear this. I got to look.
Well, you would know. You dissected my whole phone.
Yeah,
one day.
I took that phone. I looked through all the messages.
You was getting mad about shit from, like, 2017. Like, you didn't even know me.
That's a man's tendency, you know? Like, to get mad. Like, if a man don't...
We had a whole argument, like, the whole day. Like, we was, like, on some distant shit all day, mad at each other.
Yeah, but that's when you got pregnant. That's when you got pregnant. Yes.
So y'all go through each other's phones? Is that something y'all do on a regular thing?
Oh, no, we go through each other. Well, she go through my phone.
I go through his phone all the fucking time.
You see,
I'm too scared. I feel like I've learned my lesson with going through phones. What'd you say, Angela?
That was your argument.
That wasn't even what that was about. But I just feel like if you go digging for something, you will always end up dirty. Just like you said, you found something from 15 years ago, and it's like, oh, we got beef now. Mm-hmm. Same thing now for me. It's like, I'm not going to look for nothing.
I have no interest at all in phones at all. Like, I don't want to hurt my own feelings. I just want to tell myself that everything is fine.
It's great.
Everything is great.
You know what I will do?
Everything is fine.
For my boyfriend, if his phone is just there and the shit beep, I might glance at it to see who it is.
Yeah, same.
I'm not going to pick it up and open it, but I will be like, who is that?
See, when my phone ring, my wife be like, who calling us? She don't.
Right, it's our phone.
That's what she says to me. Who calling us? Who texting us? So,
hey, if it works for y'all the married ones.
I'm looking for you guys.
I'm gonna take notes.
I'll say this, because sometimes my friends be texting me like really personal shit, and I wouldn't want my man to see about my friends either. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, girl, you won't believe what happened. And they'll text you something, and you're like, ah, shit, like, I don't want him to be seeing what my friends are going through, because that's personal. I don't tell my man stuff that my friends, that's their personal.
True.
Wow, that's a great spin. That's a great spin. I don't want you to look through my phone because I don't want you to see my friends' personal problems.
But it is true.
What a
Man. That's real, though.
I'm looking through everything. If your friend going through menopause, whatever, I'm looking through menopause. I got to know what's up. I want to see.
Menopause, that's the most.
I'm looking through everything. I'm looking through the whole thing. Yeah. I'm not the messages, everything. Because you got to understand, y'all women have codes. So y'all could be like, it's something else, but y'all got codes. I'm not, do no. We? Yes, y'all have codes. Y'all talking cold. No, I need to know everything that's going on.
You know what would be a you should fake have a guy's name in your phone and have him text you all kind of shit and let him see it and then see what his reaction is. That'd be a good video.
And that's a horrible idea.
That's not a good prank.
That's a horrible idea.
Angela. That's bad. That's a bad idea, guys.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy. Angela, you evil
that's
for that
like
one.
That's like wanting to go to heaven real quick.
Yeah, you evil yeah. for that one.
Right, I wanted to go to heaven real quick.
Doing shit like that, have a man blood boil you. That shit is like devastating. That make your stomach hurt.
Let's
you know?
Stop talking about him.
It's not funny.
Your
not
phone funny. Is like, Brandon, I'm gonna text you and be like, that dick better than your man, right? You said it was. Ooh, right?
Angela.
I go crazy.
Angela's evil.
Angela, you're evil. That's evilness. That's evilness. Like, that is like terrible. That should have made the thing like really cry, like, and be like furious. Yeah. Like, and then don't even like you like she tell you it's fake. You won't even like take
believe
it.
You won't
like hell no.
You know you're already in your emotions. You can't let it go. That's it. It's not fake.
The car broke. All the TVs in the house broke. Everything is messed up.
Not a good plan.
But then you could call. Then you could call the number. And I'd be like, ha ha, we got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just
the damage has been done because now the TV broke. The stand, like
now we gotta buy new TV.
We gotta buy new TV, new car.
Well,
it's just bad.
Now, Kayla, I'm sure you have gone through a phone in your lifetime, though.
Yes. No, I used to be an avid go through the phone ass girl. Like that was my thing. And then I would just act like I'm the all-knowing, I had intuition, like I knew he was doing something. And I wouldn't bring up what I saw on the phone, I would just make them like confess to it. I had a whole tactic.
All women do that. You know what else too? We don't want to tell you we went through your phone because then we wrong also. And then it turned into, okay, now I can't
do that.
Because you were going through my shit.
Right. And I don't want to deal with that either. I don't want you going through my shit either. Mm-hmm. It's just too much. It becomes too much for me. For me, at least. I'm working on that boundary.
We got the same code.
Oh, you do? What is it?
Angela, good. Angela strikes again.
I probably hold y'all accountable. That's good. I feel like that's healthy.
Yeah, that's definitely healthy. Yeah. When I got with her, she did that. We did that. It was her idea, though, you know. But it's cool, though. I wasn't tripping about it. I didn't like not like want to do it. I did it, you know. And then we've been had the same code for like. The whole relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, let me ask y'all this. I saw, now, Fatboy, when you guys got together, people were, like, saying, oh, now he done blew up, and then he forgot about the woman he came into things with, and then you, like, I leveled up, and da-da-da-da. It turned into a whole big thing, right? Did you at any point feel, like, a little guilty?
Hell no, because you outgrow people in life, you know? You outgrow people. That bitch, excuse me. That woman wasn't for me no more. You feel me? That lady wasn't for me no more. Like, you know, we outgrow people. I was with her at the lowest point of my life, like 6 years, like, and she didn't understand my growth, and she did not see the person I was becoming, you know? And then, like, people, like, always look at my wife, oh, she came with you when you had the money and the fame, per se, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, why she can't come and be with somebody that's doing something or has a hustle or, like, is making a difference for her life and his life? Like, why she can't get with a hustler? She got to be a gold digger because she got with a hustler? Come on, like, and then they always say, like, the other girl, like, oh, she was down with you from the bottom and you just left her and went with, no, like, I outgrew you. I grew up. But when I was dealing with you, I was 19 years old. Now I'm 27. Like, right. 10 years, almost damn near 10 years ago. So you can't justify that.
And sometimes we stay in relationships too long, too, I feel like.
Yeah, it was too long. Like, I'm going to be with my wife forever.
No, but I mean, you know, prior to falling in love, like, you feel like a certain type of obligation to people sometimes where you're like, look, you know, I don't want to leave this person. I feel bad. And it's hard to have a good breakup. Like, have you ever had a good breakup?
No. Hell no. No, that breakup was bad. Like, it wasn't even no breakup. It was just like, I outgrew you. Like, you ain't on my level. You ain't on the same page as I'm on, you know? When I got with my wife, I hustled more. I was very in tune with my life more. I wanted to do, I lost over 80 pounds when I got with my wife, you know? Like, dealing with her, like, not too many people know that 2018, I had the worst year of my life. I was 350 pounds. I got with my wife. Right now, I'm 280. Like, come on. Like, that just tell you right then and there how did I change, you know? Like, I changed, like, my wife helped me, you know? Like, when I, like, in the morning, she would tell me, like, baby, you gotta hustle. Like, get up, you gotta hustle, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta figure out what we're doing today,
like, the other woman didn't care. Like, she didn't give a fuck, you know? Like,
I'm waking him up early. We ain't sleeping till 3.
That's rich, what I'm saying. We ain't rich. We gotta work. We gotta hustle. And my wife is my partner in business, too. Like, she owns.
So you feel like the other girl didn't motivate you? She didn't believe in you? She wasn't not encouraging?
Not even that. My wife caters to me. Like, she rubs my feet. She cooks my meals, you know? Like, you feel me?
No, the girl wasn't doing that.
Like, she loves me. Like, she really loves me for me. Like, you know, like, so that's what I fell in love with her, and I fell in love with her heart and her spirit anyway, because she really loves me. The other woman did love me, and she fucked my mans.
Oh, so, what?
Yeah, well. She fucked me. You feel me? So, and then tried to say she didn't. So, but at the end of the day, it wasn't, I didn't give a fuck. I'm gonna keep it 100. My wife right here. I did give a fuck at the time because it's like, damn, why would you do that to my man? It's like, come on, bro. Like, that's some low down dirty shit. Like, but then after a while, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could have made it a big thing with my man's, but I didn't because I'm like, for what? I'm gonna hurt you over what? You know what I'm saying? Over her? Like, I'm falling out of love with her anyway. I'm not really feeling her anyway. So hey, go take her. Like, it doesn't matter.
She says that it's not true, but he told you it was true?
Nah, but I seen the text messages. And then when you hide text messages, you know what's up. Come on now. Like, if you know you're not doing something with a person, you'll show it the phone. You feel me? You know?
Like, I agree. I feel if it's not suspect, you're going to leave it there. If it's not suspect. If it's suspect, you're going to try to move things around.
Back up. What did these text messages say? Because I need to analyze if there's a possibility that this didn't really happen.
I'm sick. It was like blue shit. I don't remember, you know.
That's why that text message, right, Frank, I wanted to play on you, really hit home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that shit, it wasn't no prank. That shit was for real. So right. I don't remember what the text message say per se, but I know just some shit, like some late night shit, you know, like 12 a.m., like, come on, booty call hours, you feel me? Like, ready to, like,
is that still your man's, though?
Not hell no, he ain't my man's. I don't fuck with him.
All right, I'm just checking because you kept saying my man's. You ain't never say I don't fuck with him either.
Oh, you know? No, I don't fuck with him. I'm just saying, like, my, like, at the time was my man's. Like, I don't fuck with him no more. He's never gonna be my man's again. We ain't cool. I don't, like, we don't vibe. I don't like him. Like, shit like that. It's like, it ain't about her neither. It ain't about
the principle.
That is just a. It's just a principle, and this is the principle. Like, I feel as you, like, if you would do that, you would steal money from me. Like, I don't know what you would, like, you would snake me.
I can't trust you,
you know what I'm saying? And then after that, it just, like, it wasn't no thing, like, you feel me? Like, all right, cool. Like, I know what I, like, him, like, I know what I did, you feel me? So I'm just fall back. I ain't gonna say nothing. It's like, he was trying to violate, like, yo, fat, like, yo, the fuck, you nigga, like, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, bro, you just did, you, all right, cool. I see how this go, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't fuck with him.
You did go through a lot. I didn't even know all that happened. Sheesh.
Yeah, I went through a lot.
And Kayla, I'd love for you to step in and talk about this weight loss, because Kayla's very into
it. No, for real. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, shout out to you, Tiana, because it takes a lot to help motivate someone to want to put their health first. You know what I mean? That's not an easy task. So shout out to you for helping with that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What do you guys do personally, just out of curiosity? Like, what's your guys' go-to workout, healthy meal? Like, what do y'all do that as a unit? Or is it kind of just you feel motivated to do that on your own now, Fatboy?
I'm saying we do, but my wife, I don't eat meat. Like, I'm a pescatarian. No, I've been a pescatarian over 50 months, even when I was bigger. But, like, you know, my wife helped me, like, basically, like, we were just, like, we were smoking. You know, we were smoking, you know what I'm saying? And we drink, and she drinks a lot of water. So, like, okay. I've been stopped, like, I was drinking, like, orange juice, like, stuff like that. But I stopped drinking juice, like, so I was drinking a lot of water. And that then I think that's what helped me. And I also, like, take apple cider vinegar. In the morning, sometimes. Yeah, so
that's good gut health, digestion. That's real good.
So basically, that was helping me. And she drinks a lot of water. Like in the middle of the night, she drinks water. During the day, she drinks a lot of water. So I was just like, damn, I got to drink a lot of water too. Like I'm thirsty. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. So at the end of the day, she helped me lose.
Those juices have like sneaky sugar in them. Like you'd be thinking,
yeah, it's so much sugar.
Yes,
and he plays basketball. It's an easy thing to eliminate.
His weight.
Yeah, and I love basketball.
She be going out there forever.
Yeah, I love basketball, so it's just like, and it was like, I'm thankful for her. Like, she came in my life to really like guide me to like help me really lose weight, because like I was going down the wrong path. Like, you know, like I don't eat no chips or candy, no rice, none of that shit. Like on the weekends, I do like mac and cheese, you know, shit.
I
mean, like
I
that.
Love rice. I don't know if I'll ever stop eating rice, but I've been eating brown rice, yeah, and wild rice.
Nothing wrong with rice. Eat rice.
Nah, I don't eat no rice.
Eat white rice.
No rice. I don't eat no. I don't remember last time I ate rice.
Everything in moderation. But if you can control it, if you can take it out of your diet, then hell yeah, that's super good for you. But
yeah, I need carbs. Definitely, rice is delicious.
I grew up in moderation.
Yeah, I
love rice from both ends. Okay.
Yeah, I like pasta. See, you know, I cut off the rice and I eat pasta because I like fennel. Mm. I like Alfredo, shrimp Alfredo. That's becoming my favorite food. Like, and my wife makes it the best.
He makes me make it like every week.
Yes, that shit is good. I love it. And then like my baby, when she be making it, she be looking so good making it. Like,
I love that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like, damn, you know, you feel me?
Are you gonna change your stage name though? If you keep losing weight, you're not gonna be Fat Boy.
Nah, I'm gonna change my stage.
But then again,
like, I can't change my name because I already got too much prior investments, you know, a lot of shit going on. So if I change my name, it's just going to be bad for marketing right now.
You're right. Yeah, but don't get too skinny on us. Don't get too skinny.
No, I'm going to get down to like 180. 180 with the six pack.
That's skinny as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? With the six pack.
He needs to be 240. He tripping.
Yeah. Listen to your wife.
How did your sex life change when you lost weight?
I was about to ask that.
It was all right. I like hitting it from the back. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was cool. Like, it was all right.
That's always such cool. A question that women get is like, does your weight affect your sex life? I would just be interested to know. Yeah, Fat Boy, does that affect you ever? Do you feel sexier now?
I don't know.
You can feel sexier.
Because like, just like women, we're self-conscious about our bodies. I assume that guys are self-conscious too sometimes.
Right.
I was reading a questionnaire that they'd be asking of men and stuff. It really affects them more than women. Like, can you not do your task for today because you're ashamed of your body? Like, right. Asking men. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. When I was fatter, like, I didn't really like my body, you know? Like, I stopped. Like, because at first, when I first popped, I would just take off my shirt and didn't care. But then when I start, like, really getting money and really, like, you feel me, looking at, like, you know, not looking at other people, but really, like, diagnostic my body's like, nah, bro, nobody want to see all this. Like, nobody want to see all this shit. Fuck that. Let me put my shirt on. Nobody want to see this, you know? Like, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's because you were taking more pictures of it, so you were seeing it a lot more.
Yeah, I was.
Camera.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I was always with my shirt up, so
it makes you think. Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm thickums, you know, but it was like, nah, like, I got to know. Nobody grandmother want to see all that. Like, nobody want to look at that. They gotta eat food. I'll be saying
you're
fat
crazy, people.
Now I'll be like, no, don't get me wrong, because I love all my fat people in the community. But I'll be seeing fat people sometimes like with their shirt off and shit. I'm like, bro, nobody wants to see all this, bro. I gotta eat me a meal.
Other people, because you don't have fit boy, okay?
Somebody
want to see all this sloppy gel right now. I don't want to see it. I'm about to go eat.
Losing your stomach, does that make your dick bigger, or at least appear bigger?
I don't know. I have no clue. Gianna? No comment.
No comment or comedy.
I don't know. I don't know.
Gianna, you can add your 2 cents.
Gianna, how did it affect his sex life on your behalf? Like, for him to lose weight, do you think that he was putting in some more work, really flexing?
He trying to like go along in there, maybe, I think. But it's
stamina.
Always over.
Stamina.
More stamina.
It's over quick. We talking about this pussy guy. Don't be tripping out.
Yeah, it's good. It'd be over quick, you know.
You don't gotta lie.
Yeah, it'd be over quick, you know, because, you know, it'd be over.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because any man that goes out, come on now, I'm not
yeah,
going
to do that.
I think Cardi B said that. Cardi B was like, I don't know, y'all bitches be fucking for 45 minutes. Like, my pussy good. He come in 5 minutes.
Like, one time Cardi said that, right? I went out in 2 minutes. Like, two, I it was a world record. I'm like, I knew this was my wife. I knew it. Uh-huh. I knew it. I went out in 2 minutes. I can't believe. I was like, "Whoa!"
Was that the first time you guys had sex? That it was 2 minutes?
No, it was like no. The first time I had to adjust to the pussy. You know, I had to. You know, you know, like men, you gotta adjust to it. You gotta.
Actually,
like,
over fast.
Yeah, it was over fast then too. I ain't gonna lie, but in Pittsburgh, it was really over like quick, like 2 minutes. Like,
yeah.
I went in, I stroked like. 4 or 5 times. It was, oh, I'm like, yo, I'm like, what the? I'm like, I was
so,
looking
Tiana,
at
him. You
like,
must have really liked him then.
I'm like, yo.
This isn't that great so far.
I'm
right,
like,
you must have really liked him.
I'm still, it's still sometimes like, it's a world record. That shit needs to go on the Guinness Books of World Records because that shit was like amazing. It was just, I went out. I just couldn't believe it. Like, my body went into that shock mode. It was just going. I'm like, whoa, bro.
But did you at least take care of her after?
She always, you know, go get the little, the towel, make it warm, everything.
Yeah,
but
I took care
like,
of her.
Come. Like, did you at least get to come?
Yeah, always.
Okay, just making sure.
Are you threatening? Like, on the low? You're funny.
I didn't know if he was painting your toes because you didn't come or what happened, you know?
I make sure she come all the time. I make sure she, like, get it, you know?
You always make me come first.
All right, then you, even if it's
all two, right, real quick.
Even if it's 2 minutes?
Yeah. I always try to make sure she comes because you want to satisfy the women, too. You like, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I didn't care. Like, I ain't going to, like, sometimes I ain't care because I need, you know, I need meat. I need wine. You know? I ain't going to lie, but I got to be considerate, you know? You got to be considerate. Feel me?
Because
I'm a freak. I like everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a, you feel me? I like everything.
That's funny. We're the same sign. I'm a Scorpio.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. Yeah,
oh, I'm a Scorpio.
When's your birthday?
Yay. November 2nd.
Oh, mine's November 16th.
Mm-hmm. So, Scorpio's free.
You're December?
October 25th.
Mm-hmm. We all born on the cold side of the year, though, yep. All of us.
You know what's funny? There was this article about which signs are the craziest, right? And number one on the list was Gemini. Number two was Scorpio.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
We're crazy for sure.
Nuts.
I don't think you have to do a lot. Are calm, like
exactly.
Like
I'm so calm until you take me to that. Like you have to push, yeah. And then it's like
oh, they get nasty angry though. They get nasty angry, but. I feel like Scorpios are kind of nonchalant, you know, like
yes,
yeah, we
that's
quit
me.
Yeah,
that's me.
But the angry is a little extra, for sure.
Yeah, like when you get us there, just leave because you ain't going to put up with that shit.
Yeah,
right. We'll deal with each other. You're both Scorpios.
Yeah, it'd be a lot, but when the arguments, it'd be, but then again, like we laugh about them, like it'd be like real heated arguments, and then it just like
in the car, and we'll walk from the car to the house and be like, okay, well, we about to eat now because yeah. we can't go nowhere. What we finna do?
Yeah, like it just be crazy. It just be crazy, like right. The arguments be heated, like really heated, but it just get. Better, like I don't know.
It just gets better after.
I don't know.
And then we talk about it, like when we lay in the bed at night, when we about to go to sleep, we be talking about that shit. Like you was really mad. We like, no,
yes.
You was mad as fuck. We be laughing.
And then no cap. And then we get into like a little mild argument, talking about the argument we had, and then get cool. Like it just be, it's just like Scorpio. Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Now, Kayla,
that's funny.
you and your man, like, that y'all be, do you ever do this when you're like, okay, I got to work out? Because she has a lot of fitness things on her page. If you follow her on Instagram, you can see that, right? Do you sometimes say, well, we just had sex and now I don't have to work out?
No, if it is like a decent enough round, yeah, like it's like a good cardio, high heart rate, like broke a little sweat, I may consider it. Sometimes too, even if I'm not working out, there'll be days where I'm like, I'm physically sore. Like I felt like I have worked out and I haven't necessarily. Right. That's how you know it's a real good round too. Then you don't feel like you have to work out. If you can physically feel that exhaustion, I would consider taking a break from working out.
You ever think when you're having sex, but you're like, this is like doing squats. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Like, this is
what? It's really the worst on days where it's like after leg day, the next day, and it's like, okay, dog, like I'm sore, I'm tired, like I squat this much yesterday, I can't do all this. Like, you have to get on top. I'm tired. I'm fucking tired. Okay. God damn, leg day part two.
What about you, Stephanie? I know what's going on over there.
Well, I don't exercise. What are you talking about?
I don't do that.
I don't exercise at all, man. This is my exercise, drinking water. I drink lots of water, though. I drink a lot of water, a whole lot. Dude, that's all I drink is water. I don't drink anything else.
You don't drink alcohol?
I barely drink alcohol. I drink Deleon. They just send us a fabulous package. I've been drinking that. Thanks, Ange.
No problem.
Thank you.
Can I get on a PR list? I need some Delaware.
I love you. But yeah, I don't drink anything. I drink water. Once in a while, I'll have some lemonade with some fried chicken because I like lemonade and fried chicken together. But I don't exercise, Ange.
Can we do some work with Stephanie, please?
At my sex sessions, I'm not really breaking a sweat in my sex sessions either. I'm like, it's pretty, you know.
You sit there and look cute?
Yeah. I mean, not really, but, you know, it's not
Are you in a
big
relationship
workout.
Company?
What?
Are you in a relationship?
It's complicated. It's complicated. But yeah, next subject.
So Fabboy, let me say you cleared off your whole Instagram, but you, well, except for a few posts, and you do have a song dedicated to your wife that you just put out a little while ago, and she's in the video and y'all cute. So talk to me about
it. Basically, it's the record called More Than Friends. I just took like a sample from Biz Markie, Just a Friend. I just wanted to make the record more of a lovable, it always been lovable, but you know, like the previous records always like Just a Friend, Just for I. And I wanted to make it because me and my wife is definitely more than friends. So I wanted to make it more of a tune where like couples and good relationships can relate to the record, where me and my wife is really more than friends because this is my wife and we're legally married.
Like,
so
all ages and relationships, like going old to young, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is like really the Generation Z version of the Biz Markie record, you know, like Just a Friend. So, but I wanted to make it more of a couples record. Like, that's why I revamped it and called it More Than Friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, we more than friends, you know, like basically.
Right. Do your families, like your parents, like each other? Like, do they like Tiana, do your parents like your parents like her?
Yeah.
Nah, of course. I love her mother. I love her father. You know, they real good people. You know, like, I love them. Like, you know, her father fuck with me heavy. You know, that's the most important thing. Like,
that's what's so crazy to me. That's like what's so amazing. Like, I love my dad. I'm a daddy's girl. Like,
yeah, she is straight daddy's girl.
My dad loved this man.
Yeah, so.
That's dope.
Like, her father loved me, and I respect them, you know, you feel me? So, it just coincide with, like, having a healthy relationship when your parents can vibe with you and opposite parents can vibe. So it just makes the relationship and makes everything easier, you know?
How'd they feel when you told them you were pregnant? Or how did you tell them?
Everybody was going crazy. When I told them I was pregnant, I came out the bathroom because I took a test because I'd be like, my period didn't come or whatever. And I told him, he thought I was playing with him. He like, you fucking playing, you're lying. So I went in the bathroom and I did the other ones, and then he started calling everybody in his call log and his phone. He couldn't stop calling people.
I called everybody.
He was excited.
Everybody. Yeah, I was so happy, and I was crying. I was tearing up at the same time. Then we went to Vegas.
Yeah,
we went to Vegas. And then we went to Vegas, so.
Y'all got married in Vegas?
Right now.
No, we got married in Jersey.
In Jersey.
Oh, okay.
What'd you say?
People don't get married in Vegas no more, right? Nobody does that.
No. And then the funny thing about it, right, when I found out my wife got pregnant, I found out, like, February 7th, and the next day we went to Vegas, right? So when she had birth on September 25th, we was leaving Vegas. And she had birth when we got home, like, because yeah. I live in California.
We left Vegas on September 24th. I had an appointment. We seen the doctor, and that night I went into labor.
And she had the baby. So when we left Vegas, she had the baby. And when we went to Vegas, we found out she got pregnant.
Oh, so that's your lucky.
Vegas is lucky. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I lost a lot of money, so it ain't lucky.
Oh, it's a medium. It's the medium.
Yeah, it's half. It's cool because my daughter was, you know. Now my daughter 3 months, you know, so I love my baby, you know.
He has a fucking gambling problem.
I hate that shit.
All men have gambling problems. You give them a little money, they want to make bets.
They waste it.
And then you know
what? Y'all want to see my daughter?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Jaden.
I'll go get her.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, this is exclusive. Because you guys don't post her on her Instagram, right?
Nah, we don't post her.
You don't show her face.
Nah. Oh, baby. I love her.
We're like People Magazine. We're like People Magazine with the exclusive.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Let's see her.
She's 3 months now, so she getting big, too. She wear like a 9. What's she wear, baby? Like a 9 and 12?
She's
6 to 9 months, and she only 3 months.
She's like boo boo.
Nice little healthy baby. Let's see.
Oh, my goodness.
She's little boo boo.
Yes. Oh, God bless you guys.
She just waking up.
Baby.
She's beautiful.
Her cheeks are so juicy.
Oh, you're so juicy. Oh, my God. God bless you guys. So nice.
You woke up.
Yep.
She's adorable.
She looks like you, Tina, Kiana?
She kind of looks like my baby pictures a little bit, but she looks just like her nun.
She do look more like
her. She's so cute.
The best nut I ever had.
Oh, my God.
Stop calling her that.
Stop calling her that.
You know what the
man, boys.
Gambling with y'all guys is that you guys don't win and then be okay with it. Like, y'all will gamble till the money's all gone, and then you in the hole. You know how you might come up and be like, okay, now I can just spend it. I ain't got to spend my own money. And then you keep on gambling and keep on gambling till that money's gone. And then next thing you know, you're spending even more money.
That happened to us in Vegas. I lost, September, October, I lost 100 bands.
Oh, my God, gambling?
Yes, on her birthday. How much did I lose on your birthday?
Crazy, 100 bands.
Yes, we couldn't go to the Louis store or nothing. She was like, "Man, like we had money home, but you know that was her B-day, like weekend, like and she was supposed to go to like Louis and stuff and like buy stuff. And we just had like a little conference meeting with me and her on the plane about how money was looking, and it was good. So we was gonna go like shopping and shit, you know. But then,
you went to the big table.
Yes. Yeah. Him sure did.
He went to the big table.
He was up 60,000 at the table, like up, not plus our own money that we already brung. We already brung.
That
like
was when you were supposed to move.
We lost everything.
Everything.
Oh, God. That's how they get you.
Yeah, we was walking around the casino mad. All I had was enough money for pancakes. That's it.
They wouldn't let him get no more money off my card. Then he maxed out our Cash App. We couldn't do shit.
No, this sounded like a problem.
I know.
Nothing. It was bad.
It sounded like
wow.
At least we had
it's all good. Had each other. Yeah, you guys had each other.
Yes.
And you overcame it. It's okay. Thank that's Stephanie. In the past.
That's it.
You know what I mean? Forward. It's all good. It happened.
We had each other, and we had love, and we had our
whatever. Dating. What's important? Yes. I've been on his ass, and he made it back. That's what.
Yeah, I made that shit. I made it back ASAP.
That's what I'm saying. You overcame it. That's the overcome.
Yeah. And now I bought her Chanel bag, so she good. She
and I thought she bought you an iced out watch. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
That's way more than my little ass funky bag. Okay?
What you mean? So you call it the funky Chanel bag? That shit cost $8,000 with taxes. It was seven, but it cost $8,000
because I bought glasses. Because I bought glasses.
That shit was with taxes. That shit was $8,000. And you don't even wear it. You leave it up there and don't even wear it. You put a thing over it. Don't wear it like it's a fucking car.
So?
Okay, Scorpio.
Shit.
Oh, couples are fabulous. I love married couples.
What's the most expensive thing you ever bought him?
Huh?
The most expensive thing I ever bought him?
I know for you it has to be that watch, because that watch looked like it was.
Damn right.
Yeah.
You good? You good?
Most expensive thing I got him was this.
Okay, that's
baby. She expensive.
She's so cute. That little butt says love.
Yeah.
You know they got all the Valentine's stuff out already, so I went and bought a bunch.
Oh, this is about to be your first time having sex on Valentine's. Well, not your first time, but this is the first time having Valentine's Day with Tiana.
Yep, she probably get pregnant again.
No, I'm not. Now, Kayla, I told you in 2 years.
What's the most expensive thing you ever got your man?
For Christmas, I got him some diamond earrings this year. That was the most expensive gift.
That's nice.
And y'all had just got back together, too. That's funny.
Right. Scorpio, just trying to just do it too damn big. Like, bitch, sit down.
What about you, Ange? What's the most expensive thing you ever bought a guy?
What is the most expensive
thing? A car.
Hell no. Actually, a really good, very thoughtful gift giver. You know what I think, too? It's also how much money you're making. Like, when I was younger, I remember I bought my ex-boyfriend, like, a lot of really nice gifts, but I didn't have a lot of money. So looking back, like now, it won't seem like a lot, but back then it was everything. And I remember I got like a custom made bobblehead of him, and I had to plan in advance, and it had his little outfit on and everything.
That's nice.
That's so cute.
That was cute.
But like clothes, like I buy like, you know, some Gucci sweats and stuff like that. You know, I think that's nice. I like buying clothes because I like to dress. Like I like to dress a guy.
That's dope.
Yeah. What about you, Stephanie? I see you ain't say shit.
You see me? I'm real quiet over here. I don't know. I've been with somebody who doesn't really accept gifts, so I haven't had the chance, while I've been more successful, to, you know, in the times that I've had more money, to really buy anything for anybody. But like you said, in times that I didn't have much, you know, I did a lot for certain people that it meant so much more than buying a watch or a bag or something like that, you know?
Okay.
But I'm like notorious wallet giver. Yeah, I give everybody a wallet. I give my uncle a wallet, my grandmother a wallet. You got a wallet, you got a wallet, you got a wallet.
I never have good wallets.
So I don't even have a wallet.
Yeah, that's
wrong. We don't use them. Our generation doesn't use them.
Hi.
This is my son. Hello.
Hey. Well, listen, before you guys get out of here, I want to make sure we also talk about the fact that you do have a line of marijuana.
Yes. Yes, what? We do.
Yeah.
Yes. We got to get you some. If y'all smoke.
Do you smoke?
I was just smoking right now.
I just seen you with your blood lit up.
You already know.
You feel me? I got that gas. They call me Big Lung over here because when it hits your lungs, it make the whole back of your head swollen and make you hot. Like, I'm telling you.
What?
That shit in town.
Like, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say that.
Yes. It's the best, though. Everybody.
Oh, what's up? Send everybody. It, man.
And I love some edibles, too. I'm about to have one right now. And I want to ask you this. Ain't it crazy that at one point you got arrested for marijuana and now you got your own line of marijuana?
Man, like, that is good.
That's good. What I be saying. Like, back in the day, you used to get, like, be scared. It used to be, like, crack. But now it's so, like, you could buy it in the store. Like, it just, like, that's why I had to get into it. Like, once I seen Jay-Z get into it, I knew it was real. Like, Jay-Z is into this, like, cannabis world. So, I know it's, like, legit, and I know it's, like money in it. So, like, it's just very dope, you know. So, it's just making a way for people to really have generational wealth off of marijuana. Like, because it really comes from the earth. It really comes from the earth, and it makes you feel good. It doesn't kill anybody. It doesn't harm anybody. It really comes from the earth.
You haven't heard of nobody overdosing on marijuana?
Nobody.
Right, and that CBD is amazing for people too. By the way, CBD.
Yes, I just some on last night.
I just rubbed some on his neck.
She just rubbed some on my neck because I got arthritis in my neck because I wear my chains and I like to stunt, you know, so I like to wear my chains for the haters so they can see me and it affects my neck, but I'm still going to wear it so the haters
can see flex, me. Big flex, big flex. You already know.
Neck, though. Yeah. Come on. All right. Well, listen, y'all, I'm so happy we got to see the baby. And we do love to see the love that you guys have for each other and to see how much happy you are. I think it's just a great for people to, if you're in a relationship that maybe you feel stuck right now, you know, just the fact that you can get out of that and get into something that is right for you, I think is a really important thing for people to know. Cause sometimes we stay in things way too long. We feel obligated to be in a situation, but you can slide in somebody's DMs and have an amazing life after that.
Yes, it's about growth too. Remember, everybody has to grow. It's about growth. If you don't grow, then when you do slide in somebody's DM, it could be just about pussy or it could be about something that's not about, like, it's growth. It's called growth because you got to want to grow too.
All right. Well, thank y'all
so
much. Amen. Appreciate it. And we'll be checking up on you. So
thank you.
We had a great time with you on lip service.
Yes, thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye.